This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The Colorado House is expected to approve a bill this week that would prevent people convicted of some violent misdemeanors from buying a gun for 5 years. Representative Stephen Woodrow is a sponsor.
Colleagues, we have an opportunity today to keep new guns out of the hands of violent criminals, to ensure that the people who would use guns to kill other people don't have access to them.
But Republicans, like Representative Timothy Geithner, argue the bill would keep those with minor criminal histories from defending themselves.
Let's make sure that we are allowing folks to continue to access and use and rely and trust in their Second Amendment, because I think that's really what this says. It erodes all of that.
House Democrats already approved a bill that makes it easier to force domestic abusers to relinquish their firearms. Both bills still need Senate approval. Denver police shot and killed a man Friday in the city's Barnum neighborhood. Police say they received a call about a person firing a gun into the air at a playground. When officers arrived, the man drove away in a car and police pursued. The driver crashed, and when he exited the vehicle, police say he threatened them with a gun. Multiple officers shot the man. The shooting is under department investigation. Well, there's a good chance for rain over the Front Range today. Highs in the 60s for Denver and Boulder, with thunderstorms possible later. A little bit warmer around Colorado Springs today. Highs in the 70s with an even better chance for thunderstorms there. And much warmer on the western slope. Highs in the 80s around Grand Junction. This is CPR.